Perfect. I think I'll show this.
Sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I think by this time you have seen dulcimers. Most of them have three strings and are designed to be played by one person. This particular one has eight strings. It's really two four-string dulcimers set on the same sound box. And the two dulcimers are back-to-back, so the two people can play them at the same time, if they're lucky. And we'll play you a few tunes on this.
Hillside by the shale, purple blue are the
The dulcimer, the one we have here, you can, as you see, you can play two parts on it. And we're going to try to give you a four-part rendition of a Bach chorale. And we'll play two of the parts on the dulcimer, and we'll sing the other two. I just brought my own music stand here.
So did I. We have a good time practicing this. We very quickly found we can practice independently in a, you know, a different key, a different time, a different song for that matter, and it's just fine. It doesn't worry about it. The trick is trying to get them together, I guess. Ready?
Yes.
How bright appears the morning star with mercy beaming from O Jesse's rod, thou son of man and son of God, we too will lift our voices. Jesu, Jesu,
particularly like. I just recently started singing. It's called The Loom of Life. And some of you may have seen the weaver working down here. It's a very rhythmical sort of thing, and it's a nice combination between the mechanicalness of the loom, where some parts are laid out for you, as the song says, the warp is laid out before you start, and then you add your own color of light, hue and dark, as the loom of life is moving. I like it very much.
Choose your own color of white blue.
Thank you very much.
Only on the banks of the Suwannee River and at similar folk festivals do you hear exquisite music like this, because it's the music of the folk, and it's very, very special. Let's give them another hand. And here's a delightful contrast. Nick, is Carol coming out with you? All right, just Nick Holman. She's looking after the baby backstage. From Greenville, South Carolina. This is his first time, and I hope it won't be his last.
All right, that looks about good for that. Got to let these microphones grow a little bit. That rain ought to make them grow, shouldn't it, Cousin Thelma?
Yeah, it will.
Okay. Start with a little old fiddle tune called I Don't Love Nobody. Apologize for one flub in there. I guess these strings are getting a little bit sticky, but that happens every now and then. I want to do one just kind of on the light side, get you to laughing a little bit. It's hard to laugh when you're as wet as some of you folks are bound to be out there, but maybe that'll take your mind off of it a little bit. Some people up in the mountains do a little different version of this song. They call it Three Nights Drunk or Four Nights Drunk. You know, it goes something like, I came home the other night drunk as I could be. Saw a strange horse in the stable where my horse ought to be. Something like that, you know. Some people even do five nights drunk. And I've known a couple of people that knew six verses. But the version I do is a little bit different. According to a fellow who used to be at the University of South Carolina years ago, I believe he's dead now, but he was quite a scholar in folk music. He said this was the original tune to it. Anybody from Georgia Tech might recognize it as being slightly familiar. I think Georgia Tech stole it, but anyway. Oh, home came the old man, and home came he. He saw a strange horse in the stall where his horse ought to be. My dear wife, my darling wife, my loving wife, said he. Whose horse is this within the stall where my horse ought to be? You old fool, you blind fool, you daughter and fool, said she. It's nothing but a milk cow my mammy gave to me. 1,000 miles I've traveled, 1,000 miles or more, but a saddle on a milk cow I never did see before. Oh, home came the old man, and home came he. He saw a strange hat on the hook where his hat ought to be. My dear wife, my darling wife, my loving wife, said he, whose hat is this upon the hook where my hat ought to be? You old fool, you blind fool, you daughter and fool, said she. It's nothing but a dinner pot my mammy gave to me. 1,000 miles I've traveled, 1,000 miles or more, but a J.B. Stetson dinner pot I never did see before. Well, home came the old man, came he. He saw strange pants upon the chair where his pants ought to be.
my dear wife, my darling wife, my loving wife, said he. Whose pants are these upon the chair where my pants ought to be? You old fool, you blind fool, you doddering fool, said she. It's nothing but a dish rag my mammy sent to me. 1,000 miles I've traveled, 1,000 miles or more, but a zipper in a dish rag I never did see before. Well, home came the old man, and home came he. Precious. He saw a strange coat on the hook where his coat ought to be. My dear wife, my darling wife, my loving wife, said he. Whose coat is this upon the hook where my coat ought to be? You old fool, you blind fool, you doddering fool, said she. It's nothing but a bed quilt my mammy sent to me. 1,000 miles I've traveled, 1,000 miles or more, but buttons on a bed quilt I never did see before. Well, home came the old man, and home came he.
One of those things sure is making a lot of noise, ain't it?
Okay. He saw strange boots beneath the bed where his boots ought to be. My dear wife, my darling wife, my loving wife, said he. Whose boots are these beneath the bed where my boots ought to be? Well, you old fool, you blind fool, you doddering fool, said she. It's nothing but some milk jugs my mammy sent to me. 1,000 miles I've traveled, 1,000 miles or more, but spurs on a milk jug I never did see before. Well, home came the old man, and home came he. He saw a strange head on the pillow where his head ought to be. My dear wife, my darling wife, my loving wife, said he. Whose head is this upon the pillow where my head ought to be? Old fool, you blind fool, you doddering fool, said she. It's nothing but a cabbage head my mammy sent to me. 1,000 miles I've traveled, 1,000 miles or more, but a mustache on a cabbage head I never did see before.
Thank you. Yeah, these microphones, one of them's picking up and doing a little bit of... Oh, it's sounding better now. Have we got it? Maybe getting that connection out of the water there is what helped. All right, I'm just going to do a couple of little bit of picking on some fiddle tunes. I was supposed to do Old Blue, but if Cousin Thelma doesn't mind, I'm just going to... I can tell, you know, the guitar pickers are the only people crazy enough to stay out in all this rain. I know there's a few of you out there, so I'm going to try a little bit for you. Thank you. Oh, you kid. Oh, I've had two requests. I'd like to do one that's not exactly traditional, and yet it is, too. It's kind of a combination of things. We were going up to a bluegrass festival last fall up in North Carolina. All the way up that long hill from the foothills of Greenville, South Carolina, up to Asheville in that area. My wife was helping me a little bit, and her younger son was helping. Of course, our younger one's 14. The older one's at Clemson. Isn't that awful? And then we got little Melody. She's 5 months. But anyway, the younger boy was helping out a little bit, too, and we came up with this thing. How many of you have ever been to a bluegrass festival? Let me see some hands out there. Oh, yeah, I figured there was a few. You know, bluegrass festivals are beautiful in a lot of ways, but the most fun's in the parking lot because there's a group playing a song here and another group over here and another group over here, and when you walk through the parking lot, you catch about one verse from one group and then a different key and a different song from the next one, and it can get awful confusing. But basically, what it sounds like is something like this. Way up on Clinch Mountain, I wandered along, going up Cripple Creek to have a little fun. If I was on some foggy mountain top, like good old Rocky Top, I'd go round the bend and come right back again with that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll shut up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Well, shoulder up your gun and call up your dogs. Here, Blue, you good dog, you. Let me be your salty dog or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Well, old Joe Clark went downtown backwards. People asked him why. He said, yonder stands little Maggie with her dram glass in her hand. And the buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fly just from smelling that good old Mountain Dew. Sing it one time. They call it that good old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. I'll shut up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Thank you.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you like Nick, because that'll make you spend another dollar and a half to come tomorrow. Because he's going to be on the program tomorrow. Now, let's welcome our tried and true friend, Barbara Mueller from Lake Mary.
You know, coming to folk festivals, if you stay with it long enough, you begin to feel like part of a family. And I remember the first Florida folk festival I came to. And I came with a friend who isn't here this year, unfortunately. And I saw this lovely, lovely lady on stage who created sort of an aura of magic about her. And, of course, we'd heard about her for years. She's known all the way around the world. And we had the chance to talk to her in her motel room. It's sort of like having an audience with the Pope or something. And we ended up singing together, and that was one of the highlights of my life. And I would like, for old time's sake, to ask that lovely lady, Sonia Malkin, to come sing one of those songs with me. Sonia.
I've never been called the Pope before.
No, you're not. I said sort of like.
Yeah, never mind.
You don't look like the Pope.
No. Last time we sang that song, the first time we sang this song here at the Florida Folk Festival, was on the Saturday night, and it was a pouring rain.
It was.
Don't you remember,
Jackie?
I thought
it was a lovely night.
No. It was really pouring. Well, we sang it several times.
Oh,
but
right.
That time, and all those people out there, all those nuts sitting on their umbrellas and tarps, and we thought, if they're crazy enough to sit out there in the rain, we should be crazy enough to sing for them. So what do we sing? Summertime is coming.
And we haven't done it for a year and a half, so no telling what's going to happen.
Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, Black white mountain time, all around the blooming heather, will you go, lassie, go? I will build my
gives me cold chills. Now, for those of you who've been here in past years, it's time for my special song. Those of you who have cats at home, yes, will appreciate this song. Our old cat died last night, the wife said, bury it out of sight. We don't have a yard because we're living in a flat. So what was I to do with the body of the cat? A big brown paper bag I spied and popped our dear old cat inside. And here's where you sing with me. So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. That's all it is for your part. Now, I went into a pub to have a whiskey neat and gently laid me burden underneath the seat. I hadn't gotten more than halfway down the town when I heard a voice behind me. Here's your parcel, Mr. Brown. And I had to stop and give the bloody fool a half a crown for bringing me the body in the bag. So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. I heaved it in the river, but the hero of some play jumped right in to save it, crying hip, 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 hooray. He says to me, I don't do this as a rule, and so I'm rather wet and also rather cool. So I had to take me trousers and give them to the fool for bringing me the body in the bag. So I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. I crept up some stairs as quiet as any mouse and gently laid me burden on the doorstep of an house. The door flew open and a lady dressed in blue says, pardonnez-moi, monsieur, but do you parlez-vous? I said, good heavens, no, my dear, got better things to do, and skedaddled with me body in the bag. So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. As I was going onward, my feet began to drag, when I thought I felt a movement from inside the bag. I looked inside and heard a plaintive meow. Don't worry, Tabby said, it's all right now. And there were seven little bodies in the bag. So off I went with the bodies in the bag, the bodies in the bag, ta-ra-ra. This is another one I'd like you to sing with me. It's a little more complicated, but great once you get the hang of it. On my trip up the East Coast this summer, most of the songs I heard were from the black community. They're still singing. The rest of us are listening to the radio and watching television. Shame on us. You people are singing. That's why you're here, I think. Anyway, this is a song from the Johns Island Singers, and I've heard Deacon Dan Smith and Bessie Jones sing other versions of it, and it's called Ain't You Got a Right to the Tree of Life, and it goes like this. All you have to do is sing exactly what I sing right after me. Ain't you got a right, ain't you got a right. Ain't you got a right? 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 Now you sing this with me. To the tree of life. Got it? Let's see. Ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right? Tree of life. That's pretty good, but I can't hear you too well. There's more than five people out there because I can see you. Let me hear you. You've come a long way. You've come a long way. Ain't you got a right?
country of love. Ain't you got a ride? Ain't you got a ride? Well, ain't you got a ride to the tree of love? So rocky was the road. So rocky was the road. Well, ain't you got a ride? I know that you're tired. Well, I know that you're tired. Ain't you got a ride to the tree of life? My life will be sweeter. Sweeter, ain't you got a ride to the tree of life? You can tell all my brothers, you can tell all my sisters, ain't you got a ride to the tree of life? Now let's hear it. Ain't you got a ride? Ain't you got a ride? Ain't you got a ride to the tree of life? Well, ain't you got a ride? Ain't you got a ride? Ain't you got a ride to the tree of life?
Oh, that was lovely, Barbara. Thank you so much. Now let's welcome Dan Tillinghast of Hollywood.
I feel like Henry Kissinger with all these microphones.
Oh, well, don't. There's no comparison.
I don't speak his language either. I just read a book recently called MASH Goes to England, and they kept referring to this guy who was supposedly the Secretary of State as Chubby, and I knew exactly who they were talking about because he kept saying, "Vot." Sonia did Gypsy Davy this afternoon. Blackjack Davy, okay. There's Blackjack Davy, Gypsy Davy, and a couple of dozen others. This one is called Johnny Fa.
The same guy.
Which is the same guy, right. The song originally apparently started out in Scotland when they were running the gypsies out of Scotland many, many, many years ago. Last night three gypsies come to my door, inquiring for my lady. Oh, one sang high, another sang low, and one sang Bonnie Bonnie Biscay. So she tore off her silk finished gown, put on clothes of leather. Oh, the ragged, ragged rags outside my door. She's off with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh. Then late last night my lord came home, inquiring for his lady. Oh, the servants said on every hand, she's gone with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh. Then saddle to me my milk-white steed, saddle to me my pony, oh, that I may ride to seek my bride, who's gone with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh. Well, he rode high and he rode low, slow. He rode through the wood and the copses too, until he came to a wide open field. And there he spied his lady, oh. What makes you leave your house and land? What makes you leave your money, oh? What makes you leave your new wedded lord? And ride with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh. Well, what care I for my house and land? What care I for my money, oh? What care I for my new wedded lord? I'm gone with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh. Last night you slept in a goose-feather bed, with the sheets turned down so bravely, oh. Tonight you'll sleep on the cold, cold ground, along with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh. Well, what care I for my for the bed, for the sheets turned down so bravely, oh. Tonight I'll sleep on the cold, cold ground, kept warm by a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Last night three gypsies come to my door, inquiring for my lady, oh. One sang high, another sang low, and one sang Bonnie, Bonnie Biscay-o.
Thank you. When I was a young boy growing up in Illinois, Missouri, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, we weren't really gypsies, but we didn't stay long in one spot until I was about 13 or 14 years old, and when I was 15, my folks finally built a house, and they haven't moved in something like 20 years. And my father taught me the Weaver's Song, and it seems to have been sung by everybody in the folk business at one time or another, so I'm going to try it for about the 40 millionth time. When I was a bachelor and I lived all alone, I worked at the weaver's trade. The only thing that I did that was wrong was to woo a fair young maid. I wooed her in the winter time and the summer too. And the only thing that I did that was wrong was to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. One night she knelt close by my side as I lay fast asleep. She threw her arms around my neck and then began to weep. She wept, she cried, she tore her hair on me. What could I do? So all night long I just held her in my arms, just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. Now I'm a bachelor and I live with my son, and we work at the weaver's trade. And every time that I look into his eyes, he reminds me of that fair young maid.